The Boston Globe says it may hire a second delivery company to help get newspapers to subscribers. The Globe is also using new software to address the delivery issues, which began last week when it switched to a new distributor. The paper says it could take several days or longer to iron out all the glitches. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch explains why the newspaper that's been delivering news since 1872 is having so much trouble in 2016.
Over the holidays, right when more people were home with more time to read the paper didn't come. WBUR has been hearing from Globe subscribers who haven't gotten a paper or anyone on the phone in days.
No paper since last Sunday, a week ago.
I haven't gotten my paper in 8 days, although we did get our Sunday paper, and the paper did show up this morning, although late.
Just not being able to speak to anybody. You know, press one, press two.
Kind of like a perfect storm of how to screw things up. It just, they didn't do this very well. And the thing is, they still don't have a fix of it.
Globe reporters and editors, fed up that their work was not landing in the hands of readers, decided to hand-deliver their labors themselves. Reporter David Abel teamed up with the editor of the Sunday paper, Mark Morrow, to lug the broadsheet to the door jams of Jamaica Plain.
David is one of our best reporters, and we've been out there delivering the papers this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Okay,
happy
take care.
Year.
Reporter Maria Kramer and a colleague did the same in Brookline, but the rundown of addresses they got was a mess.
We were crossing intersections that we'd crossed just a few minutes before to deliver newspapers in one section of Brookline, then back to the other. It was dizzying. It was not arranged in a geographical way, and I can see why any new driver would have a difficult time getting to the right location.
The list of addresses came from the Globe's new distribution partner. The California company ACI built a network of fewer but bigger warehouses here. That's where drivers have to go to pick up the papers they deliver to doorsteps.
On December 28th, we delivered 28,000 papers.
John Riley is the head of Sheffield Cartage Company, a local vendor hired by ACI to deliver. He says there was not much time to prepare for what's a big job.
And then the fact that we didn't have sufficient tools to do this properly. Carriers who were assigned to their routes were taking twice as long for delivery.
Many of them aborted their routes so they wouldn't be late for their day jobs. But Riley says it's not the carrier's fault. They weren't set up to succeed. To entice more people to bear with the process, ACI has doubled its driver signing bonus to $2,500. And Boston Globe CEO Mike Sheehan says better routing software is being rolled out today.
It's gone poorly so far. I don't think we were prepared for the disruption that happened.
It just seems implausible that a major company like the Globe can't deliver a newspaper to people they've been delivering to.
Sue O'Connell should know. She switched distributors before, too, as the publisher of the free newspapers Bay Windows and South End News. Even with her papers that get delivered in stacks at street corners, O'Connell says changing delivery operations took 6 months of due diligence and dry runs.
You know, there's just no excuse for having bad data. If this were another company that did this, the Globe would be all over it, and they have to make sure that they're doing their best to keep their relationship with the hardcore subscribers.
No customer will pay for a paper that did not come, says Boston Globe CEO Mike Sheehan. The Globe did do its due diligence, he says. It's switching to ACI because that company has a better record of service and that at a lower cost.
You know, the thing about us saving money, John Henry bought the Globe to make it better. He didn't buy it to make money. His objective is to break even, and whenever we can save money, that money goes into the newsroom, into better journalism.
Sheehan won't say how many people have canceled their subscriptions out of frustration, but he says it's relatively few. He doesn't regret the decision to switch distribution partners. He blames the execution. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.